You're listening to the Midday Grind with Martin Kilcoyne and Charlie Marlowe on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
You got the knee shack, you got the sea shack, the seashells. Sea shack, I think, is still on the Cubs. Knee shack is who I was referring to, right? Who had that sort of moment of glory, All-Star Game 2014.
Pat Knee shack, and also a big-time memorabilia, autograph, baseball card hound, where you remember the last couple years he kept getting on Zach Greinke. He wanted an autographed jersey or a ball or a baseball card, and Zach Greinke finally said something like, "Dude, like, leave me alone." This is another player.
Sort of embarrassing.
A little bit.
But we were recapping the closer run from Izzy, who was here 2002 to 2008, and then Ryan Franklin was that gap before Mott. Mitchell Boggs, somebody pointed out, Mitchell Boggs sprinkled in, and then, of course, Rosenthal. We were bridging the gap, and then Rosie, of course, became the closer. We weren't looking to exclude him. Texters at 855-282-8255. The level of excitement for the Pujols weekend, has it died down because it's been so long, his eighth year with the Angels, or do you think it's the perfect timing? Had it been the first year or two, it might have been a little more hostile, a little more ugly. Text in, be part of the show. Was I going to tell you something real quick? I had also made these notes earlier. The trade list that I was going by, the ESPN one, they did an honorable mention. You had the Herschel Walker trade. These are most lopsided of all time. How Scottie Pippen ended up with the Bulls. Frank Robinson, traded from Cincinnati. They called him aging. Ends up in Baltimore. Ends up really good. But in their honorable mentions, they have Lou Brock on there. They have the Bill Russell trade from your St. Louis Hawks to the Boston Celtics. They did get Ed McCauley, hometown hero. He did win a title here. Sammy Sosa went from the Cubs to the White Sox for George Bell. The Marshall Faulk trade makes the list. Rams gave up a second and fifth round pick to get Marshall Faulk. So the Rams did a lot of things wrong. Obviously, 20 years ago, they nailed that one. All right, a little disorganized, Chuck. Too many notes here. Sorry.
A lot of text, though. Splashback always texts us in, or a variation of this every day. The coveted hour, where the audience has asked for text a dozen times, yet remains devoid of text. That's not true. We always
Some days it's true. Some days it's true.
I tried to get to them here. So a lot
we
of
love chimneys. We love texters.
Kenilwood. Hipster of Tower Grove South sending in a perfect text for this hour. They should have had Norm MacDonald host the NHL Awards. The Tampa Bay Lightning didn't win a single game in the playoffs, but still, things could be worse. They could have delivered a pair of sunglasses to OJ's ex-wife.
Yeah. I was thinking Norm MacDonald when you said sunglasses. How awkward the joke was with Kenan Thompson.
Hipster of Tower Grove South. That's a great Norm MacDonald joke.
I just don't think you can cut to the Lightning when you make... It's a funny joke, but you just don't cut to those players.
See, I disagree, because it made it way more funny. Now, it was awkward. And look, if you're the Lightning, don't you got to chuckle a little bit? I understand
you're still pretty pissed.
You're okay, not chuckling, or you make an expression to them like, ha, ha.
Or maybe you do a Brett Hull.
Right.
Flip them off a little bit.
Little did you know, they were all up working out this morning because they're trying to get ready for next season. They were not happy.
And look, I hate to keep bringing up OJ because I don't want to give him attention. However, I said this the other day on Fox 2. I'm not following him, but everybody else on Twitter will always post something from him and laugh at it. And I don't have it in me to not press play on these videos and see what he's talking about. I'm just too curious.
You However, can't help it.
That's what I'm saying. And I don't want to, right? Also, in a weird way, like OJ being back in the public spotlight is one of the best things that could ever happen for Norm MacDonald. You know what I'm saying? Like, for his career, this has now elevated him once again to the upper echelons of comedy, in the sense that, like, this is his bailiwick, right? He's right back in the mix now.
He should be out on tour.
That's what I'm saying.
With the OJ
Just
tour.
Straight OJ material.
Like, he's back, I'm back. All right, texters at 855-282-8255. Pujols is the topic. Shameless plug, also the weekly visits I do with Tony La Russa, Tony Talk. You can find it on iTunes and Google, but it's also hosted at scoopswithdannymac.com. And basically, this week, we just talked about the Pujols career. And one thing was, I don't know if it was a myth, most of us believe this, that we're at spring training in 2001, and then opening day in Colorado, in 2001. Albert Pujols made the opening day roster, but Bobby Bonilla got injured right before opening day. He had, I always joke that he pulled some fat, but I think he had some kind of oblique or something. But Tony said 1,000% untrue. He said Walt Jocketty said he's got to be on this roster. He didn't have a position. This goes to those great Cardinal discussions where we're going to trade somebody. Hey, where would you play him? Pujols didn't have a position, and Walt said to Tony, you get to keep him up here as long as you find places for him to play. Well, after about 2 weeks, it's like, he's never coming out of the lineup for like, oh, I don't know, the next 11 years. And he said during spring training, there's another quote out there that Mark McGwire went up to La Russa and said, if you don't keep this kid, it's one of the dumbest things you've ever done in your career. And La Russa said, beyond that, he said, I can tell you a moment in spring training where he said Pujols hits like a late bomb in a spring game. And he said, something like crushes me right on my back. And he said, it was McGwire's forearm, emphasizing like how good this kid is. He said, Tony goes, I turned around. He said, there's McGwire. He said, something just crushed me. And it was McGwire's forearm slamming him on the shoulder as Pujols hits the home run.
Was his next comment to Mark, you okay with a couple more days off yeah, every once in a while?
Like, guess what?
Like Mark McGwire is saying that. It's like, you realize he's not that great out in left field, Mark. This isn't going to come back to you well.
He was a shortstop. Then he played second base. He was at third really? For a while. And then we recant to the, recall the stories. 2003, Pujols had an elbow injury. He played left field.
I remember.
And he was under strict orders not to throw the ball.
I remember that story.
And Tony said, the first game where I told him, you do not he said, what, the first two balls are hit right to him in left field. He said, they get some runners on. He said, they're all hitting everything to left field. But Renteria would run out there, or Edmonds would run from center, and they'd literally have Pujols flip the ball. But his bat was that good.
A lot of texts weighing in on the topic. The mayor of Lower Arnold says, excited for Albert, but that will be the most exciting thing of the weekend. The 2019 Cardinals are the most boring baseball team I've ever seen. That's from the mayor of Lower Arnold.
Which is weird because they lead the league in stolen bases, which typically equates to St. Louis
fun,
fans. Well, yeah,
ball.
St. Louis fans being more excited about it.
314, no interest at all. He went for the money. Why welcome him back? He's old news. Also 314, level is a 10. Pujols should be booed loudly. He chose to leave the Cardinals. And I don't know. I don't get that now, 8 years later. Like, are you still that bitter? And it helped out both parties. It helped out the Cardinals franchise. People would be complaining about the Pujols contract right now if he was with the Cardinals. It would be fun to see him hit all these milestones, 500 and 600 and all that, and all these RBI marks and passing Babe Ruth. Look, I would never be the person to burn anybody's jersey. But I understand back in 2011 why people are mad. But now, 8 years later, you can't kind of celebrate a guy who's up there with Stan Musial and Bob Gibson as one of the greatest Cardinals of all time.
Well, another topic with Tony was about how do you handle this? Because we know La Russa can be kind of psychotic about the competition.
How about Edmonds when he came back?
Right.
I was there for that.
The war of words going back and forth. But I said, can the Cardinals, within the competition between the two teams, can they do like a video thank you? Can they? He said no. He said you can't. He said if the fans dictate it, an ovation. He said that's the fans doing it. He said but really organizationally, he said you can't, like within the game. And I guess I didn't think about it. I guess it would be kind of weird because like the fans will allow, hey, welcome back, and you know whatever, and Yadi can step out and make it last as long as he wants all weekend long. But I guess the Cardinals are in kind of a weird spot. Even with the return on Friday, we've all said, well, what's the deal? Is there a press conference? And they said, hey, that's the Angels' deal. That's not our deal. It is a weird line to walk when somebody like that comes back because you're still trying to beat that team.
So was Tony saying that's a Major League Baseball rule?
No,
because obviously
no.
Hockey does that all the time. Anytime a former Blues player comes back, we saw this with Oshie and Backus, they always have that tribute video for one of those
right.
TV timeouts.
I think it was his opinion that you. I don't think he was saying it's a rule.
I think you should do that, especially someone of the ilk of Albert Pujols.
Yeah, I think, and you know what, Bill DeWitt's going to be with us tomorrow. Bill, the third team president, we'll ask him what the exact plans are. He's going to be on at 12:30 tomorrow. Obviously, a huge Blues fan, excited about that, but also the Albert weekend. What can they do and what is appropriate? Because you probably have some fans who will be mad at the organization for saluting him, but I think that's a small percentage.
We talked with Adam Wainwright a couple days ago as he was getting ready to come off the injured list here, and we were talking about him getting the start today, but then it kind of evolved into an Albert discussion, and he joked about the fact that if he was going to get that start on Friday, and now he's pitching today, but if he would, because at that time we didn't know when he was pitching yet, he said he might have to do his own signs because Yadi might try to, quote, pipe one. He was kidding, of course, to his buddy Albert. And that's where, you know, Yadi always has a sense of the moment anyway, whether it's with David Fries or another former Cardinal coming back, even if it's Greg Garcia or Daniel Descalzo, right? And Yadi always goes out there, whether he's walking in front of the plate. So he's going to do that times 1,000 for his best buddy, Albert Pujols, who deserves it more than anybody.
The big winner is the Cardinal franchise because somebody said they're boring. You could argue that point. The season hasn't been terribly exciting. I think that's fair. So now you got a Marlins series, and they still sell a lot of tickets, but there's a lot of empty seats for it being mid to late June. And now all of a sudden, a weekend series with Pujols in town, it adds, whether you're mad at him, whether you're excited about it, it adds some sizzle to a season that has been kind of, to quote Tony, bleh.
If you had to guess, or we threw a poll out there for Twitter, Albert also a guy who seems to always have a sense for the moment, and maybe you can say more so back when he was in his prime, obviously. I just feel like there's going to be a moment this weekend, whether it's a homer and look, we want the Cardinals to win, and Cardinals fans want the Cardinals to win, but I just get this sense they're going to give Albert every opportunity. Remember, National League
Park. Wainwright's going to give Albert every opportunity?
No, Wainwright's pitching tonight, so he gets to watch.
But my point is, Otani's not going to be seen too much because he's a DH, and you're in a National League ballpark. We'll probably see him pinch hit here and there. But I do think Albert's going to have every opportunity from the Angels' standpoint to get a lot of ABs, and it would not shock me at all if he has a huge moment, whether it be a home run, game-winning hit, something like that. That would not surprise me one
bit. I set the over-under on homers at 2? Is that too hard?
For Albert?
Yeah.
I think...
Is it 1.5?
I think it would be 0.5.
Are we going to set over-under for the standing up, for the standing O?
The length?
The length of that standing O?
Okay, I don't have a good gauge on that.
I'm going at least a minute.
So
Chuck's going 0.5. If that's then I would go over.
For homers?
I think he'll hit at least one.
But that would be the Vegas over-under would probably be 0.5.
I think he'll swing as hard as he can in the 12 at-bats he gets. It might not happen until Sunday night on Sunday Night Baseball. But if I had to bet, you want to bet $10 right now that he hits a homer this weekend, yes or no?
I will bet that.
He's betting say that he does not.
He's betting 235 with 12 home runs. I'd say that 0.5 is probably the
Vegas bet. I hate to say this. I want him to hit a home run.
Of course you do. I don't care what anybody says. So, if you don't want to see that this week, you're wrong.
And I just said he has a sense for the moment. But just for the purpose of this bet,
that would be so dumb.
I will bet you that he will not hit a home run. Even though I don't love my side of that bet. Now, however, a couple days ago, again.
Hey, why don't you bet a chimney cleaning, pal?
Hey, great work at STL Chimney. A couple days ago, as we're talking, though, with the likes of Waino, Rangel, Ravello was there as well. When Ravello came out for his first career major league plate appearance, I timed how long the ovation was because I kind of wanted a reference point for Albert. Now, Ravello, I don't think a lot of Cardinals fans knew about this guy, but it was his first big league plate appearance, and Cardinal fans also have a sense of the moment. They gave him, I counted this, a 20-second ovation. So if they give Rangel Ravello a 20-second ovation
based on that math,
never heard of,
then Poole should get like a 2-hour ovation.
That's what I'm saying.
Say.
Like, it's gonna be for sure over a minute.
A little breaking news on the baseball front. Tampa Bay Times reporting that the Rays have been given permission by the Major League Baseball to look for a plan where they would split home games with Montreal as a way to keep baseball in Tampa Bay.
Oh, that's good for baseball. Hey, you guys going to play in the Rays? Where you at? Oh, we're in Montreal. Oh, no, we're in Florida.
I kind of like that. I'm not going to lie.
Well, it would not likely be implemented into 2023 if it happens at all. But they have been given permission by Major League Baseball to explore this plan.
But in other words, it's a problem.
100%.
Right, it's a problem.
The fact that we're talking about this is a huge issue.
I have a feeling the players' union probably won't be real keen on their players kind of commuting. I know they would schedule-wise.
Now, for the players who like to have two families, this would be perfect.
That's
have
true.
One family in Montreal,
saying,
one in Tampa.
A lot of these guys, they do have road girlfriends.
I mean,
no.
You know, other than finding a way to play in both like Seattle and Florida, that's,
other teams,
you're putting some space there.
I mean, to go from Canada to Florida, mean, that's a lot of miles.
I think that's
make sure neither of them have passports. You know, you're fine.
It sounds like a garage league. Yeah, Ryan Braun could only play in the home games. He couldn't play in the Montreal games because he couldn't find his passport. All right, Chuck, any more texts? Because I'm tired of getting drilled for not texting in. We've emptied the vault, as it were, on the Covered Hour.
Long Duck Dong says, Albert will have every opportunity because Waka is pitching. That's from Long Duck Dong. 314, I'm 27 years old. Albert is by far the best hitter I've seen in a Cardinal uniform. You get off your ass and cheer on the man who brought two championships to this city. And somebody else says, who is this Albert Pujols fella? I'm kind of surprised that the text line, at least, is about 50-50. I don't think that's a good representation of the fan base. I think it's way more so there will be ovations, right? I mean, are you going to sit there and boo or sit down when Albert Pujols, after 11 years of Hall of Fame baseball, he gave this city?
I think there'll be more people passionate about honoring him than will be passionate about booing him. Some may be indifferent, like, he's bad, I'm over it. But they won't feel strongly. Whereas the majority, I think, and again, I've said this a lot, people that are really mad at Mike Matheny over the years, people that are like DeWitt, DeWallet, are not typically the people in that building. We're down there enough. A lot of the people in there are just these diehard, passionate, love the brand, love the jersey, love everything they do. They don't tend to be as negative, the ones that are in the building, as the ones that are online.
And because we talk about baseball heaven and best fans in baseball, every time they have an opportunity to kind of prove they're the best fans in baseball, right? This is a great opportunity for Cardinal Nation on Friday to just go crazy with this ovation.
And then on Sunday, ESPN, it'll probably be magnified, I would think. It is the Sunday night game, 6 o'clock start, Cards and Angels. Hey, if you're having issues with the IRS, you should contact Mark Milton because he is a former Department of Justice Tax Division trial attorney, so he knows how it works. Issues with the IRS, you should contact Milty before you plead guilty. 394-3370. 314-394-3370. You can find out more. The tax resolution attorney, stltaxlawyer.com. Before you contact the IRS, make sure you contact Mark Milton, stltaxlawyer.com. Thanks to Schnucks, one of our great sponsors here on the program. We're going to be back out and about. We'll be back in the city next week. The Arsenal location had a great time on South Grand. In fact, I believe Charlie Tuna. The Tuna Tour tonight is going to be at 3430 South Grand, where we were last Friday. Thanks to Schnucks for sponsoring this show. Whatever you need. What do you need, Charlie? What do you need? You need some beer? You need some chips? What do you need?
Beer.
Well, I mean, you're a healthy guy, of course.
They have everything. Like the other day, I bought my greeting cards for Father's Day at Schnucks. They have everything. Martin, they have snacks. They have
snacks. The Stanley Cup didn't have snacks, but by God, Schnucks does.
100%.
Schnucks, for all your needs, there's one in your neighborhood. I can guarantee that. If you want a barbecue, go right to the butcher shop or have it done for you. They're now carrying Sugar Fire products at the area Schnucks. The Hardline is coming up next here on 590 The Fan. Congratulations.